get a chance to talk a little tennis, a couple of former Bison standouts back in the day, and Isaac Hinz and also Nathaniel Miller, who both are playing at Coe College, and the Cohawks just finishing up the fall season. And Isaac, we'll start with you first. You're a senior. This is it. This is your final go-around of college tennis with Coe College, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hard to believe. It's moved by really fast. So, just trying to enjoy these last few moments and had a good fall season. So, yeah.
Nathaniel, with you, it's sophomore year, year number two, and you still got a couple of more years with Coe College. You're enjoying the college experience and with your teammates too, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. I definitely enjoyed this year just being already settled in and everything coming back. It's more fun, easier to just kind of get to work and just kind of enjoy the year. Got everything figured out already.
Isaac, we'll talk about the fall season. It's a kind of a really shortened schedule. You didn't have many events at all really in the fall. Just kind of a little tune-up to get you ready for the spring, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's kind of usually how we prepare for the fall. More as like a gauge to see where we're at for the spring. But this year, we got a couple more opportunities to get some competition in. Had a chance to go to Rock Island to scrimmage against Augustana, who's always been a really good program. So, yeah, getting the guys some experience and even for the older guys to get them tuned up a little bit. Pretty good fall season. Conference individuals went all right and then had a really good showing at our ICA regional tournament. So, it's pretty much all we could ask for.
Nathaniel, you guys teamed up for that. I mean, I did pretty well there at American Rivers Conference Championships. I think you did pretty well there, didn't you?
Yeah, that was good. Definitely enjoyed playing some doubles together again. I felt like that was a good tournament. I think we both agree we maybe left just a little bit out there, but we're definitely still happy with our finish and know some things we need to work on heading into this spring season.
ITA Regional Championships were kind of the final event of the fall. Did you guys get a chance to compete in that?
Yeah, we did. We were in the B draw again for that. But that's always been a favorite tournament of ours. I've been lucky enough to be able to go to that. It's my fourth time. Really fun tournament. A lot of teams there. And, even in the B doubles draw, a lot of good teams. Most teams can only get so many pairs into the A draw. So, played some really good matches against some really good teams. We're on the winning side of a couple of those and had some pretty good results we liked.
Isaac, as Nathaniel just mentioned here, you guys got a chance to play doubles with each other. I refresh my memory. Did you guys play a little bit last year, just a little bit in Nathaniel's first year and your junior? Did you guys play doubles at all with each other last year?
Yeah, I think we had one match over spring break. I think that was against St. Lawrence. I think a small school in Pennsylvania or New York. Kind of an exhibition doubles match. Had the opportunity and thought it'd be fun. Didn't play doubles together a whole lot last year, and then in high school didn't really line up that way a whole lot, but we've played a couple matches together and we've had some good results in the past. So I was definitely excited to pair up with him for the fall.
All right, then, Nathaniel, is this going to be a pairing? Will you see you guys stick together and play doubles again coming up in the spring schedule? Is it going to happen?
So we don't know anything for sure yet, but it's kind of looking that way. I talked a little with the coaches. They said they were liking what they saw and think we have some opportunities to continue to kind of grow as a pair since we haven't had a ton of experience together, but it's just kind of easy since we've been around on the same team for a good, this is our fourth year being on the same team, so I think it just kind of works out well. We know each other's games because we've been playing against each other for so long, so I think it's a solid pairing, and I think the coaches are thinking the same thing.
Nathaniel, how about your singles play, though? You feel like you, from last year to this year and working out over the summertime, feel like your singles play has gotten a lot better too?
Yeah, I think I've definitely improved a lot on last year and just kind of fell into my game a little more, gotten a little more comfortable, kind of just know the ropes here. It's definitely an adjustment from high school. It's a whole different game. So a little more confidence coming in this sophomore year. I think putting in some work over the summer has definitely made a difference. So for that, exhibition and both of our individual tournaments. I was pretty happy with my play. I got some good wins in all of those. And then when I did fall, it was just some players that just kind of had me beat and kind of showed me what I need to work on. So definitely optimistic heading into the spring season and have some confidence built up.
Isaac, how about you? Your singles play, you feel like you're the fourth year of college and with singles, doing a lot of singles, feel like you've improved from last year as well.
Yeah, you know, singles play isn't quite where I want it to be right now. Kind of had some results that have been a little bit off trend where from where I expect. But, you know, these last couple weeks, kind of in a bit of an off season, kind of got to focus on some things that were lacking. So, fall didn't go quite how I wanted it to, but definitely have some high hopes for the coming months.
So the off season, in between seasons, now I see the first spring match, Isaac, is coming up at the end of January. I take it you're still working out, you're still keeping in shape, things like that, getting ready. I mean, there's not a lot of time to take off between now and January, is there?
Yeah, I mean, we've just had a couple weeks since ITAs to that we were kind of on our own, you know, still expectations of getting some workouts and hitting in, and now we'll start up practice again, some more team-oriented stuff. So yeah, our coaches always say that we're in season from when we come here freshman year to when we graduate. So, not a whole lot of an off-season because, you know, spring season starts up pretty much right away when we get back. So, still looking ahead and working on what we can right now.
Isaac, this team as a whole, you've been there a couple of years now, is you feel like this is the most complete team as far as, you know, everybody involved, singles, doubles play, this will be the most complete team, or you're hoping, I guess, but there's been, because you've been on some pretty good teams in the past, but you think this might be the best one overall?
Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable to think about the way this team has developed since I've been here. And it's not even, you know, especially with D3 where there's so much unrestricted movement. You know, there's some teams where they, you know, they're kind of in the depths and they pick up a couple big recruits and then they're back in business. But, you know, that's, and we've gotten lucky with some recruits, but pretty much all of our players have came in as solid players and then really developed into some like regional level contenders. I mean, we just got a local kid from Cedar Rapids, had some really good results. He's going to be a huge piece in the puzzle this year. The junior class have some really solid players there and some sophomores that are going to step up. And, you know, like kids in my class have been reliable starters ever since I've been here. So yeah, this is definitely one of the most complete teams I've been a part of. And yeah, I'm really excited to see what we can do.
Nathaniel, competition, you got to compete just like any other sport in your high school days. You have to compete to get a top spot, a varsity spot on that roster for singles or doubles. And you've got a lot of good players in that team, don't you?
Yeah, like Isaac said, it's definitely a growing program, and we got that new freshman that came in, and it's just a really solid team this year. So I'm kind of at a spot where I'm going to do my best and put in the work and see what I can do, maybe. But if I don't make it to the lineup, I think that means good things for the team, because no matter what, I know we're going to have six solid players starting for us every week.
I think Isaac mentioned earlier the midterms just got done. Class is going okay, Nathaniel. Getting good grades. You know, mom and dad want to hear that you're getting good grades all the time, and I'm sure that's not a problem with you, is it?
Yeah, well, I'm doing my best. This semester, like I said earlier, not just with tennis, it's easier just being settled in already, knowing just kind of knowing some of the professors already, knowing where I'm going with my major. So definitely enjoying my classes this year, and grades are about where I'd like them to be. So no complaints there.
Isaac, your last semester coming up, or your last spring, then I think you're all on your way to graduation coming up after spring. Am I right on that?
Yeah. So, I'm pretty much all done with a lot of the classes I have. So, I'll probably stick around for the spring and, finish line's pretty close.
Any thoughts? I'm sure you've got thoughts. What are you going to do? Once you get out of school, what do you want to do with your life coming up?
Yeah, so I finished my math major last year, and I'm in the process of finishing up my data science major this semester. Looking to go into actuarial science, passed the first couple exams for that, and did an internship with the Department of Insurance. So, right now, kind of looking ahead, trying to get things set up for a career.
Sounds like it's a pretty good plan, Isaac, what you're doing, and it's going pretty smoothly right now, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty smooth. Kind of have, everything that I could want have planned. So, things are looking good.
Guy, it's good to talk to you. Thank you so much. We've been doing this for the last couple of years. It's been fun, and we'll hook up in the springtime. Guys, we'll do it again, okay?
Awesome. Thanks for reaching out, Rich.
You bet. Isaac, good to talk to you. Nathaniel, keep up the good work, and we'll talk to you guys down the line, okay?
All right. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you later.